Welcome to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling, cultivating a love of learning through a Christian worldview. Here is Classical Conversations homeschooling advocate, Lee Bortons.
I recorded a day in my journal when our youngest two boys were studying history. It reads, "Soccer and fencing lessons are finished for the school year, and it's too hot to go outside. So we're having a school day on Saturday. I'm writing and the boys are building models while listening to Susan Wise Bowers' The Story of the World on CD. They're listening very quietly to these beautiful history stories, except for an occasional outburst of, "Mom, help!" Usually before I can even get out of my chair, they say, "Never mind, I got it." Or they mumble, "Where's that screw?" Or, "How do I do this?" I wait a minute before I step in to help, as they need to try and try again before I interfere. This is very typical of our history studies. We listen to quality stories while our hands are busy or our bodies are captive in bed or in the car. The stories are available chronologically, but we listen to them in any order because they're just good stories. While listening to the mystery of the citadels along the Indus River, we commented on how we could ask our friend from India to tell us more when he comes to visit next month. When the reader pronounced Mycenaean, she said it with a different accent than we do. We were wondering which is correct. When we looked up the pronunciation of Amenhotep, we found four different versions, one version with an accent for each of the four syllables. Homeschooling allows little children to have questions answered as they come to mind. A question indicates brain room for an answer. If they have to wait, they may learn to just stop asking.
You've been listening to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling with Lee Bortons. The classical education model has produced some of the greatest minds in human history. How can you apply this model to your homeschool? To learn more about Classical Christian Community, visit ClassicalConversations.com.